We are in Nisivo Shalom on Elul. We are in the first piece. It's in the back of Nisivo Shalom on Devarim. It's on page Reich Lamed Gimel, Chodesh Elul Aleph. Let's get started. Al Kein Yomru HaMoshlim Bo'u Cheshbon. The Pasuk says in Sefer Bamidbar, I forget if it's Parshat Balak or Pinchas, there's a poem that exists there which says that the Moshlim, that the rulers will say, Bo Cheshbon, come to Cheshbon. And Chazal are Dorish on this somewhat esoteric pasuk, which requires explanation. Chazal say, Al Kein Yomru HaMoshlim, Elu HaMoshlim BiYitzram. It's a beautiful drash by Chazal, that these Moshlim are, it's understood al Pidrash, these Moshlim are those who are Moshel BiYitzram, those who rule over their Yetzer. Bo cheshbon. Those who truly rule over their Yitzhara say, Bo cheshbon. Come to cheshbon. Meaning what? Bo nechshav cheshbono shel olam. Come and let us calculate. Let's go through the cheshbon, the accounting of the world, the accounting of reality. Habeor bazeh. Sheish cheshbon prati mikol minei pratim sheyitzer hara mifate bahem et ha'adam. That there's a unique cheshbon, there's a unique accounting on all of the details in terms of how the yitzer hara leads us astray. Im b'midot, whether it's in the realm of our midot, in the realm of our character traits. Im b'ta'avot ra'ot, or in terms of our desires toward negative things, our desires for physical gratification in this world. V'im b'stam yitzram afelim, or whether in just any sort of dark ta'avot that are drawing us in. Any dark yetzers that are pulling us toward negativity. That's one level of cheshbon that we all need to do, especially this time of year of Elul. The cheshbon of the places where the Yetzirah is beating us. The Yetzirah is overcoming us on an individual level. But he says that a whole nother level is being brought out by this pasuk and this drashan from the Gemara. V'yesh cheshbono shel olam. And totally separately is a cheshbon for the entire world. Cheshbon shemakif et kol mahut olamo. There's a cheshbon not of the entire world, but he's saying here, not just of this action, this yetzer, this ta'ava, this desire. There's a cheshbon that encompasses my entire world, my whole inner world. There's an accounting of my whole being. There's an accounting in this time of the year of looking at my whole self. Throughout the year, we're always worried about this sin, doing this better, doing that better, fixing this thing, fixing that mita. Then there's this more comprehensive, this more all-encompassing cheshbon of being, of the an accounting of my entire inner world. Each one of us is an olam katan. Each one of us is a miniature reality, is a miniature of the entire world. And we need to contemplate, as we talked about in one of the previous shirim recently, we need to contemplate, am I fulfilling my purpose in this world? Am I living up to my purpose in this world? Not what happens at 6:03 p.m. when this happens and that goes on, and I often fail in that way. Am I living up to being the Jew that I'm meant to be? Am I living up to being the Rabbi that I'm meant to be? Are you living up to being the Shana that you're meant to be? To being the Philip that you're meant to be? To being the Ephrat that you're meant to be? Are you living up to that? A broader, grander scale of, am I living up to being who I'm supposed to be? And my whole internal world is being judged. The cheshbon hazeh yicholim la'asoto, rak elu ha-moshlim b'yitzram. And a person who's able to make this cheshbon, this accounting on their whole inner world, the only person who can really make that accounting on their inner world is a person who has conquered their yetzer, a person who rules over their yetzer. Ki ela she'inam moshlim b'yitzram, because a person who has not yet overcome and conquered their yetzer, Imkein mishuchadim heim mehayitzarim vata'avot ad sheinam mesugalim limitzvot omek hacheshbon la'amito. Limsoto omek hacheshbon la'amito. Meaning, if I haven't overcome my yetzer, if I haven't overcome my inclinations, those inclinations are going to color my assessment of myself. And I won't be able to objectively determine if I'm truly being successful or not. Only once I've overcome my yetzer, and I have a level of objectivity that comes by overcoming my yetzer, then I can start examining the totality of my being with a clear perspective and say, am I living up to what I'm meant to be living up to or not? Only a person who overcomes their yetzer can truly see things in their truth. beginning of the next paragraph. So I move a little bit faster. I'm now going from class to class to class, so I'm already revved up before we start. If you want to stop me, slow me down, as always, put something in the chat, ask a question, make a comment, would love to. But if not, I'm going to let the energy go, and let's see what he has to say, and let's get ready for El. Next paragraph. Vazman grama, the time demands this of us. This time of Elul demands this of us. Hayamim hanoraim, these days of awe that we are coming to. These awesome days that we're coming to. L'chashev cheshbono shel olam b'kol hakeifo, to start to judge, to start to weigh out, to start to make an accounting of our entire world. Ki kol shana b'fnei atzma, ki yichida nifredet b'tolcha b'riya klalit. Every single year is totally unique and separate within the history of the world. There never was a tough chin pay before. Certainly can testify to that. And Bezrat Hashem, there will not be another tough chin pay in so many ways. Number one, if we ever repeated a year, that would mean life would be meaningless. Time wouldn't be going forward. And Bezrat Hashem, we should Yeshua us and Nechamos from this plague that's been destroying our lives. And the tough chin pay Aleph should be a whole new Bria Mamish. We should see Yeshua us and Nechamos. We're teaching them to say Amen. If you're listening to the recording, they didn't succeed, but we're getting there. It's a slow process. Tov. So Tavshin Pei Aleph should mamish be a whole new should be a whole new reality. But he's saying here that the Tavshin Pei is its own reality. It's its own year. As a Shana is a year, it exists on its own. And Tavshin Pei Aleph, this new year that's coming, there never was and there never will be another Tavshin Pei Aleph. Every single year is totally unique. Ukimo deita biyisod haavoda, as it says in another sefer of Slanim, yisod haavoda. Uviyoter hirchiv hadibor mizebik tavav, and he goes on about this. Sheim omnam kol yom misheshit mei bereshit arata hu itchadshut viyishpot tikonim miyochadim. That every single day, from the first 6 days of creation until now, every single day is new. Every single day is bringing out a new reality. Every single day has its own tikunim, has its own fixings. If today exists, we spoke about this in a previous year about each one of us. If Tzipi exists, it's because she has a unique tafkid to fulfill, and if somebody else could do it, she wouldn't be here. But she's here, so only she can do what she's here to do. Leanne is here, only she can do what she's here to do. That goes for time as well. If today, what is today? Like I said, there's no concept of time anymore in Corona. It could be really any day of any year. If this is the 4th of Elul, Tavshin Pei, there never was an Elul Tavshin Pei a fourth of Elul Tavshin Pei before, and there never will be again. This unique moment of time means the only reason it exists is because there's something to do that only this day could do. There's something to be accomplished on this day that could only be accomplished on this day. With the world where it is. With Corona where it is. With work where it is. In this particular time of the summer, on the eve of starting the next school year, or the next phase of work, or the next year of yeshiva or seminary, or the next whatever it is, whatever's coming up next. Only this moment of time, only this day right now, the 4th of Elul Tavshin Pei. If it's here, there's something specific that needs to be done on this day, and that's why it exists. And if not, there would be no purpose, and it would never happen. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does everything for a reason, everything for a purpose. And if today exists, and if it's here, it's because only today. This is the only today that could be. And today is necessary to get to tomorrow. We need to do what we need to do. Harebi miyuchad b'chol shana yishtigatshut l'chanit b'chatasha. And if that's true by every day, kal v'chomer on a grander scale by every year. Every single year has its own identity, its own reality. Tavshin Pei Aleph is going to be totally unique in terms of the challenges, in terms of the potential, in terms of what we succeed in terms of what we're meant to overcome and not fail in. Individually, as a Jewish people, as humanity, there's uniqueness to every single year. There's a ruchni, there's a spiritual hitzchadshus. There's a brand new spiritual reality that's birthed on Rosh Hashanah every year. That there's this new reality that comes forth. And it's all through us, with our feet on the ground and reaching all the way up to Shemayim. V'inei b'torat avot, it says in the Sefer, another Sefer of Slanim, Torat Avot, Makshe, he asks, D'ha'anan kaimalan b'Rosh Hashanah nidon ha'olam. We assume, we know that on Rosh Hashanah, the whole world is judged. V'lama anu mitpalalim, aktzirei umirei b'chol yom. K'man da'amar adam nidon b'chol yom. Ayin sha ma'ashet, ma'ashet, shetshuva b'noam amrav. See, he's saying here that the slot number asks and answers this question on his own, but he's not going to give the answer. The question is why do we daven every day? If the whole world is judged on Rosh Hashanah, and it's bringing out a whole new year, then the year is set. What's the purpose of davening every day? What's the purpose of asking for things every single day? It's already set on Rosh Hashanah. So the Nesiv HaShalom is going to offer his own answer to that question. He says, "Val piha mori tachin lefareish." We can explain based on what we said. Kimasha nogea lechol nefesh becheshbon haprat ha'id chadshuti bechol yom. That in terms of each individual person, there's a newness in every day, and we're davening for that new reality every day. Uke omram adam nidon bechol yom. Every single adam, every single one of us, every single person is judged every single day, and we daven for a favorable judgment and for a better reality every single day. Aval ha'itchadshut hanogat leklalut ha'olam hi bechol shana. But the hischadshus, which is relevant to the whole world, that's once a year. We're pouring our heart out, we're davening our kishkas out on Rosh Hashanah, because we're davening for the whole world. We're davening for the whole year. We're davening for reality. Comes the 3rd of Tishrei, the 4th of Tishrei, the 5th of Tishrei, then I'm davening for my own place within that reality that was created on Rosh Hashanah. But I pour my heart out for Rosh Hashanah because Rosh Hashanah determines the framework for the entirety of that year. Kilshon Chazal, B'Rosh Hashanah Ha'olam Nidon. On Rosh Hashanah, the whole world is judged. We're determining the reality of the whole world for the year. Not my own personal world each day, but the whole world's reality in general for the entirety of the year. That's relevant to what's generally true for the world. So he says that it's also true, not just for the world in general, but says that it's Tivot Shalom. Then what I'm davening for Rosh Hashanah is for the world at large, but what I'm davening for in Rosh Hashanah is for my own entire world. Rosh Hashanah is the day, to clarify, I'm sorry, I didn't understand where he was going, that Rosh Hashanah is the day, not where I daven for something specific in my life. Rosh Hashanah, I'm davening for a hischadshus of my whole world. A whole new being. There's going to be a whole new me. I can transform myself. Every day I daven that specific circumstances, specific realities in the context of my being can change. But on Rosh Hashanah, my entire Olam Katan is being judged. My entire world, my entire internal world is being judged. And I'm forging and determining what's going to be for my internal world for the entire year. Every day I can make tweaks, I can make changes, I can daven for this to be different, and that to be different, for this to change, and that to change. But Rosh Hashanah is so huge, because I'm davening for the totality of my being on Rosh Hashanah. The ha'olem mikol zeh, what comes out of all of this, shebekol shana yesh hitchadshut yechida u'miyuchedet, top of the next column, betoch klalut habriya im yu'ud chadash. That what comes out of this is that every single year on Rosh Hashanah, there's this brand new reality, totally unique reality, within all of history and all of creation, within a whole new purpose. There's a whole new world being born. There's a whole new year being born. There's a whole new me being born on Rosh Hashanah. Well, Derev Te'ita, Bekitfei Arizal, as the Arizal says, Shebekol Shana V'Shana, Hakol Chozer L'Kadmuto, Kimo Shehi B'Bri'at Ha'Olam, Im Kol Inyan Hadormatia V'Hanesira, that in every single year, everything returns to its primordial form. Everything goes back to its origin. Everything goes back to its source to explode forth in a brand new reality, in a brand new year. And based on this, he explains the Rambam. Kishem sheshkulin avonoteim shel adam b'sha'at mitato kimokin shoklim bechol shana. That just like a person's, all of a person's actions in their entire life are judged on the person's day of their death, so too every single year, all of a person's actions are judged, because the year is about to die, the year is about to end, and so my whole year is being judged. And from the death of that year, and based on the judgment and the cheshbon of that year, that's what determines the new year that's being born from the ashes of the previous year. That's how it works. Just like at the end of a person's life, their whole reality is judged, and it determines what's going to come in Olam Haba, the world to come. In terms of the world that is, the world to come, the next year of this world, this whole new world that's being born, I'm judged at the end of this year, and a whole new year is birthed from what I've accomplished in this year and where I'm headed. ולכאורה מיותר הדמיון, כשם ששקולים בשעת מיטתו, ולא היה צריך לומר אלא שקלים אמנותיו בכל שנה. אלא קיימלן, דכמו בעת מיטתו שכבר נגמר את יהודו ותפקידו בעלמו. Just like at the end of a person's life. My whole goal is finished. My purpose is finished. My destiny is finished. I was put here for 120 years to accomplish something. And I'm judged, did I accomplish that? What did I do with my 120 years? What did I do with my 120 years? At the end of each year, I'm judged. What did I do with the last 365 days? I was given a hishchadshus of tough shin pei. Did I live up to it? Did I complete my goal as the year dies off? And that will determine for me what's going to come next. Me'ein ha-mishkal hazeh, hu bechol shana, this is like every single year. Shehi yechida bifnei atzma, that's totally unique unto itself. Va'ashana ha-kodemet kvar nigmera, and the year that came before it already ended. U'matchila mitziut chadasha, im tafkidim chadashim, and it comes forth with a new reality, with whole new goals, a whole new purpose, a whole new destiny. That's what's coming forth. That's what's coming forth. It's tremendous, it's something to really think about. To think about all the things that we relax in. Like, for example, when somebody is generous enough to sponsor the shiur, that there are times that I don't mention it. Like right now, thank you so much, just to go back and do tshuva right now, to an anonymous sponsor who sponsored the shiur, Le'iloi Nishmat Naftali Ben Yosef HaKohen, to have moments where we realize that we fail, that we had something we were supposed to accomplish, or something we were supposed to do, that at the end of each year we stop and we look back. And we have to ask ourselves, this was 365 days of a year that had a hishchadshus. There was a Rosh Hashanah almost 365 days ago. There was Rosh Hashanah almost exactly a year ago. And God said, there's going to be a goal for this year. And back then, none of us knew what was coming in Tavshin Pei. None of us knew what was coming. Except for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what's incredible to reflect upon is that as soon as we walked out of Rosh Hashanah last year, even though we didn't know what was coming, God knew it was coming. And even though so many of us, and maybe I'm speaking for myself, even though I'm floundering in the total blur and craziness and weirdness that is this moment in history, this time in history, I don't know what's up, I don't know what's down. I don't even have a schedule. Anybody who's known me for a long time, you know that like I live by a schedule. And like if you've ever seen my schedule on iCal, it's like color-coded and everything's, every single minute is plotted out. I don't have a calendar anymore. I don't have a schedule anymore. I wake up, I look at my WhatsApp, I look at my email, who's going to need what for me today? And it happens like that. I get a call at 11 o'clock at night, tomorrow you're teaching a 20-part series at 4 o'clock in Yeshiva starting tomorrow. Figure it out. You never know what's going to come. Tomorrow you're going to sit outside at 9 o'clock and hang out with some people davening on the Pesach and be dude. That's just what's going to happen. Tomorrow you're going to chaperone people from Britain and Canada and chaperone them from some weird semi-be dude because what Israel's doing right now with Canada and Britain makes no sense whatsoever and escort them to Yeshiva in the middle of the day on a scooter because you never know what's going to happen. There's no schedule anymore. And you say to yourself, obviously talking to myself, I say to myself, I have no idea what's going on. I push up no idea what's going on. I'm a scheduled person. I like schedule, consistency, structure. You know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said last Rosh Hashanah? You're wrong. And this year I'm going to challenge you, little Robbie Charnoff. This year I'm going to challenge you. And you're not going to have a schedule. Are you going to succumb to it? You're going to get depressed? Are you going to yell at your kids? Are you going to keep Shalom Bayis? Or are you going to rise up? And whatever is required of you of any day, you finally, and this is something that I'm actually, that other stuff may or may not be true. But I'm saying what I'm, but what is for me right now, my internal avoda, ask myself this every day. Will I be able to rise up and accept the challenge with a smile of whatever today brings and actually learn what it means that God controls the world and I can make all the schedules and calendars that I want? I don't control anything. And I may have kidded myself for 34 years, but it was a lie. I never controlled anything. I ran a campus of 1,000 students. God did, and he gave it over to me, and I was the shaliach, and I was under the impression, I was under the false impression that I was running anything. I'm learning what it means to not be in control and to face that with a smile and to face that with joy and to dance in the context of that happening. Each one of us our own challenge. Gotta be real, people. It's Elo. We just gotta be real. All of us have challenges right now. None of us saw this year coming except for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if he said that we all in this year, if we're alive today, if we are alive here, if we are alive and reality exists right now, and we're going through this, it's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you can do it. And I don't mean that as even a pop-up speech. He said, not only can you do it, you have a responsibility to do it. If anybody who's alive right now, however reality is affecting you right now, God's saying, that's your test. That was the test of Tav Shin Pei. And there's still 26 days left, 25 days left. It's not over yet. It's not over yet. There's 25 days left for us to look at a Kadosh Baruch Hu and say, you know what? Maybe I didn't succeed until now. But I need to succeed because I had a purpose this year. There were ways I was supposed to grow this year. And Corona's easy to latch on to. But even in a non-Corona year, whether it's in Shalom Bayis with a spouse, whether it's in raising our children, whether it's interacting with our roommates, whether it's interacting with our parents, whether it's interacting with our internal world and our midot, whether it's interacting with our Yetzer Hara, whether it's interacting with our Ta'avot, there's still 25 days left. And in 25 days, we're going to come to the death of the year. And as the year dies out, as it sits there on its deathbed, Erev Rosh Hashanah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to come down and say, did you live up to it? To all of us. He's going to say, Rabbi, I'm looking at you now. You know what your challenges were. Did you live up to it? And by every single one of us, it's time to get real. Tippy is going to say it to you. Mariana is going to say it to you. Liana, Efrat, Bracha, Philip, Shana, Metal, Abby, Rachel, Shoshana, Noah, he's going to say it to all of us. Did you live up to it? And that's what's going to determine the answer to that question. The successes and the failures. That's going to determine Tav Shin Pei Aleph. And we still have 25 days to turn it around. Even if we've been succeeding, we have 25 days to bring it to a whole new level. We have 25 days to raise it up. To transform ourselves, and through that, transform the world. To change the whole reality of the year that is to come. That's the opportunity that stands before us in Ella. It's a tremendous responsibility. It's a tremendous opportunity. This is Ella's month. We can change everything. It's that last dash. It's that last run to do that deep cheshbon, to judge, to look internally, make that accounting. Who am I? What am I? What have I accomplished? What can I be? Because when I do that, I could change the whole year to come. We all want a new year and a better year. But that doesn't come on its own. We talked about this in the previous year. The secular world stands outside and watches a ball slowly drop from the sky with a bunch of alcohol surrounding them. That's how the secular world starts a new year and expects things to just be different. That's a non-Jewish view of what a new year is. Jews say, every day leading up to that new year, I'm going to work on myself to transform myself to usher in a new year. There's no ball dropping. I'm not drinking myself out of reality. I'm separating from that. I'm going to shul. I'm davening. I'm screeching. I'm blowing the shofar. We're blowing the shofar now for 30 days, every day of Elul. After Shacharis, we're blowing the shofar. Wake up! If you wake up on Rosh Hashanah, it's too late. We need to wake up now. We need to take control of our lives now. We need to overcome our Yitzhara now. We need to become the people now. That's what's going to make a new year. Rosh Hashanah is the expression of everything that we accomplish in Elul. Now is the time. Now is the time to make it happen. There's nothing in the comments. Don't be intimidated. Feel free to stop me and cut me off. Feel free to put it in the comments. Let's keep going. Next paragraph. Umiromaz ha'inyan v'pasuk. Shoftim v'shotrim titen lacha b'chol sha'arecha. And this is hinted to in the pasuk in Parashat Shoftim. Shoftim v'shotrim titein lecha b'chol sharecha, from a few weeks ago. From last week. That you need to put judges and officers in all of your gates. Yesh sha'arim shonim, there are many different gates. Kol yom mechaye ha'adam, hu bechinat shar hamitchayes liyomo. Every single day in a person's life is a gate, that there's a gate that we enter into, and we enter into each new day. V'chol Rosh Chodesh hu bechinat sha'ar. And there's a gate called Rosh Chodesh, a bigger gate, a greater gate that we walk through as we walk into a new month. V'yesh od ha'shar ha'gadol. And the greatest gate that there is the gate that we walk through each year on Rosh Hashanah, where we walk through the gate into a new year. Inyan ashar hainu makom hitbonenut la'anu nichnas l'shem mahu nichnas. Incredible what he's saying, and it's so partial, and what Jews are supposed to think about all the time. It's one of the reasons why we have a mezuzah, right? Is that in ashar, what's the concept of a gate? Is that when you get to a gate is an opportunity for reflection. Every time we come to a gate, it's an opportunity for hitbonenut, where we need to stop at that gate and ask ourselves, why? Why did I come here? What am I going in to accomplish? Can you imagine if we all lived life like that? Can you imagine if every time we walked into a building, we walked into a house, we stopped at the doorway, put our hand on the mezuzah, and asked ourselves, for real, why am I walking in here? What am I meant to accomplish? Think of how much Lashon Hara we would eradicate. Think of how much Dibor Ra'ah, inappropriate speech, we would eradicate. Think of how many Averas we would eradicate. If we stopped at the door, put our hand on the mezuzah and said, why did I come and what am I here to accomplish? And don't let's lose sight of that goal. And that goal is connected to this mezuzah. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. It's focused on bringing a unity of godliness into this world by walking into this space. Even Kal Vachomer, think if we did that for every room. I remember, I don't know his name. I don't remember where I know him from. I think I knew him from before YU. But I remember it so distinctly, at least seeing it in YU. He mamish had such an impact on me. Not to change myself, because I'm a lowly person. But at least to think about every time I think about him. I always come back to this guy. Sweet guy, short guy, really, nice long payas. Really, really sweet guy. And every time he would walk into a room in YU, he would walk to the door, and he would stop and put his hand on the mezuzah, and there would be this 2-second pause, and you would see the reflection going on in his internal world in those 2 seconds. Maybe it was creepy that I was staring at him, but I don't care, I learned from it. You have to learn from every person. I would stand there and stare at him in awe. Every time he walked into a room, he would actually stop, and I don't know what was going through his mind, but he was contemplating something as he walked into the room. That's what we're meant to do. Every single day we wake up, and instead of waking up, my Rebbe Rav Amos talks about this all the time, that we don't sleep enough, we don't take care of ourselves. And so we wake up, and our minds are blurry in the morning, and we sort of slur out, and we just get the words out. That we need to make sure that we get sleep, so that we were able to wake up with Avodas Hashem, and to jump out of bed and say with Kavana, Modeh, I'm a Jew, I have Hoda'ah, thank you, is the first word that comes out of a Jew's mouth in the morning. Thank you, Modeh ani lefanecha, thank you Hashem, Melech Chai v'Chayam, the eternal living God, Shechazarta b'nishmati b'chemla, that with mercy you just returned my soul. This was an explosive experience that just happened. I'm yawning my way through it. And God just put my soul back into my body. And the last words, Rabba emunatecha, how great, God, is your faith in me. How great, think about those words as we wake up, that you have such tremendous faith in me that you gave me back my soul because you believe that I will be successful in my goal today. That's the sha'ar of the day. That's waking up and waking up at the gate of the day and saying, I am here for a purpose, I have a goal. And I'm going to live up to that. Every Rosh Chodesh to come to shul and to daven in a deeper way and daven for a whole new month. To do tshuva beforehand on Yom Kippur Katan. Maybe you know what it is, maybe you don't know what it is. The day before Rosh Chodesh, it is every single month. We only celebrate it almost every month. That the day before Rosh Chodesh is called Yom Kippur Katan. It's a small Yom Kippur. Because a month is ending and a month is about to begin, and as we stand at that shahr, we need to do tshuva and repent. And there's a whole long tefillah called the mincha for Yom Kippur Katan. As we do tshuvas, we go into the new month. And then we come into the morning of Rosh Chodesh to daven harder, to say Alev Yavo, to say Musaf, to be mitcharet on all the sins of the past month, to daven for a greater and more deeper new month. And then after all of that, Rosh Hashanah, we're standing at the gate of a new year. The reflection, the contemplation. Where am I coming from? Where am I headed? What's my goal? Who am I? And what am I here to accomplish? Because if my answer is, I don't know, and I'm not going to accomplish so much, what kind of year do you expect from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What year do you expect Him to give you? If you have no desires, if you have no drive, if you have no purpose, if you have no goal, what kind of year do we think HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give you? It's midah keneged midah. But if we, as we all here are going to do, if we walk into Rosh Hashanah, taking advantage of these next few weeks, and thinking about who am I, what am I, where am I going, what do I need to accomplish? And I come to the gate of the new year. And I bang on the gate and say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm here on Rosh Hashanah. And I'm going to learn more. And I'm going to dive in with more kavana. And I'm going to dive in with a minion. Or I'm going to dive in 3 times a day now. And I'm going to learn an extra seder. And I'm going to treat my friends more nice. I'm going to treat them like they deserve to be treated. And I'm going to mechabit my parents. And I'm going to take care of my kids. And I'm going to show, an ava that has no limits to my spouse. I'm here to do this all for you. I'm here to build my ahavat Hashem. I'm here to build my yirat Hashem. Let's go through this gate. We're ready to go. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, you're standing here at this gate. This gate's to the most incredible year. I'm paving the whole road for you. You want to go that far? I don't want you to have to trip over rocks. I don't want you to have to walk on a gravel road. I'm going to pave it with gold and let you run to that destination. Midah keneged midah comes down to us as we stand there at that gate and determine who we are and who we want to be. It's brought down in the Svarim. What is the moment of judgment on Rosh Hashanah? The moment of judgment on Rosh Hashanah is when the shofar goes off. Keep that, hold that close. It's a very important concept. That at that moment, when we hear the shofar blast, without getting into it too much now because it's not our topic yet, we're still in Elul, we're not Rosh Hashanah yet. But when we hear that shofar blast, what's the meaning? What's one of the layers of meaning of the shofar? It's this primordial scream. There's no words anymore. I'm just screeching out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a way that's beyond words. If you've ever had a moment where you've really tapped into something that's truly deeply in your emotional world, there's times where I'm upset and I want to yell. There's times where I'm really hurt and I need to talk to somebody close to me. There's times when I'm broken and I don't even have words. I just go over to my closest friend. I go over to my wife. I go over to Shoshana and I don't have words. I just break down in tears and I just cry because I can't put words to it. That's the shofar. The shofar is an expression of our screaming. Kadosh Baruch Hu, I don't have the words. I'm just screeching to you. I want to be an Eved Hashem. I'm just screeching to you. I want to be more. I want to be better. I want to overcome my Yetzer Hara. I want to be an Eved Hashem. I want to be an Oiv Hashem. I want to be a Yirei Hashem. I'm just screeching it out. There's no words anymore. That's the moment where I need to tap into the depths of my being. Who did I forge myself into this year and where am I going? And that's what I'm screeching out during Tkiyat Shofar and Rosh Hashanah. And that's what paves the new year for me and for the whole world. That's that critical moment. That's that transformative moment. That's that moment of determination of what the new year for my whole internal world is going to be and the whole world itself is going to be. That's what we're building towards. That screech of the shofar, that cry from the inside that goes straight up to Shemayim. That's the shofar that we're blowing at the sha'ar. That's the shofar that we're blowing at the gate of the new year. Inyan sha'ar, haynu makomit bonenut, le'an hu nichnas, l'shema nichnas. A gate is a place of contemplation. Second column, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines in, hit bonenut. It's a place of contemplation. Where am I going? Le'an hu nichnas, u'l'shema nichnas. Why am I going in here? For what purpose? To accomplish what? A Jew never does anything without purpose. Why am I going in here? What am I going here to accomplish? V'zeh ha-tafkid b'rosh Hashanah. This is the purpose of Rosh Hashanah, the goal of Rosh Hashanah. Huzman lachshov cheshbono shel olam. It's the time to make an accounting for the entire world. Asher ha-cheshbon hazeh bi'ikaro einenu al he'avar ki'im al he'atid. It's not about the past, it's about the future. Who do I want to be? Where do I want to go? That's premised upon, meaning it's about the past because the past is what determines who I am at that moment where I stand at the gate. I am no more than the sum of the moments of my life. I'm no more than the sum of the accomplishments and the failures of my life. But as I stand there at that gate, with all of my successes and my failures, that's a moment that's focused on the future. Where am I going? Forget what's happened to me. Meaning they inform my decision. But right now it's all about, where am I going? Where am I headed? Why am I entering into this new year and what do I want it to be? The Alderech Ita B'Tolod Yaakov Yosef is the Tolod Yaakov Yosef says one of the Iker Talmid of the Baal Shem Tov. The Pirush Mamar Chazal is explaining Chazal where he says Gimel Sfarim Niftachim B'Rosh Hashanah, that there are three books that are opened on Rosh Hashanah. Tzadikim gemurim nichtavim v'nechtamim la'alter l'chaim tovim. The tzadik and gemurim are immediately written for life. Rishayim gemurim, rishayim lo alinu are written for death. Dehainu sheniftach, and then there is a sefer, the bailin, the ones who are in the middle. And he says on this, says the Tolu Yaakov Yosef, so powerful. Dehainu sheniftach in asvarim lifnei kol adam sheikhtov atzmo ba'atido. Shemekabel alav me'atah liyot tzadik nichtav b'nogea la'atid b'en atzadikim gemurim. Himchash v'sholom lehefech shechoshev liyot kirashayim gemurim sheotzeh lemalei tavotah v'chulei hareu nichtav b'sfaran shal tzrashayim charachman al-etzlan. It's not that on this moment, hear this, this is Rosh Hashanah. On Rosh Hashanah, the book of Tzadikim and Rishayim are opened before us. It's not that a Kadosh Baruch Hu sits there at a desk and we come up to him to find out where he's going to write us. On Rosh Hashanah, the books of life and death. On Rosh Hashanah, the book of Tzidkus and Rishayim is opened before us. And we pick up that pen. We lift up that pen on Rosh Hashanah. And we decide, am I going to write myself in the book of Tzadikim? Am I going to dedicate this year to being a tzaddik and a tzaddikis? Am I going to dedicate this year to Avod Hashem and write myself in this moment in the book of tzaddikim? Or am I going to give in and say I'm a nothing? And I'm going to give in to my desires this year, and I'm going to give in to my own physical pleasures this year, and I'm not going to dedicate myself, and I'm going to write myself into the book of Rishayim? We are not passive observers in life. That's not how life works. We're given life because it's in our hands. The defining characteristic of humanity is Bechira Chofshis, is our freedom of choice. And on Rosh Hashanah, we express that in the deepest way possible. We decide on Rosh Hashanah, not if God's going to write us in a book, not whether he's going to judge us. We make the active decision on Rosh Hashanah as that shofar blows. Do I screech out, I am a person of life, I'm going to be a tzaddik. I'm a person of Eitz Chaim, I'm a person of life, I'm going to be a tzadekis. Or do I admit, lo aleinu, that I'm not willing to make that sacrifice, and do I write myself, chas v'shalom, into the book of death and rishus? That's what it means that those books are opened before us on Rosh Hashanah. That's what it means, says the Tolu Yaakov Yosef. V'al zeh ne'emar, and about this it says, shoftim v'shotrim titein lecha b'chol she'arecha. We have to put judges and officers in all of our gates. Meaning, it's our job to place officers, to place judges at the gates. Now is the time to produce metaphorical officers, metaphorical judges at the gate that's called Rosh Hashanah. To guard ourselves, to judge ourselves, to push ourselves forward. To demand more of ourselves, for those officers to say to us, for our own internal officers, our own children to say, enough, be better. Our own judges to say, enough, stop sinning, be more. You can be more, everybody here, we can all be more. And I don't say that disparagingly, you're some of the best people that I know. But if you're still alive, and we're all still alive, it means we're not done. And if we're not done, there's more to do, and if there's more to do, we can do it. If we commit ourselves to it, if we demand more of ourselves, if we demand more of ourselves. I was thinking about it in the most mundane way yesterday. Every day I keep getting pushed. Every day it's like, again, I never know what's coming. And it's like, no, you can teach another class and do it here. No, you can teach that and do it there. No, you can run and do this. No, there are things I'm doing in the home. My wife now is full-time and I'm supposed to be part-time, but I'm also full-time. But anyway, now I've got the house stuff. 12 years into marriage, I'm finally learning how to be a full partner in the marriage. Baruch Hashem, I've grown this year. Thank you, Corona, and I mean that very genuinely. Right? We're all growing in our own ways. So I've grown this year in that way. And I remember yesterday, I'm pushing myself in ways that I've never pushed myself before. And so one of the things is I'm finally also exercising. Because it's good to both for my physical health and also for my mental health. Or else I would just sit in this house all day, which is totally possible and may have happened for a few months at a time when Corona started. I just need to get out, get some fresh air, keep myself sane, keep my body moving. So I go running 3 times a week. And I started my run yesterday. And I look there, it's nice, at the beginning of the chanayat, the beginning of the parking area, whatever it's called, the chanaya in our building. So there's actually a white line at the beginning. That's my start line and my finish line, right? So I was looking at that line and I was like, every area of my life I'm pushing myself. I can't push myself when I run? And I brought my time down by a whole minute yesterday. By a whole minute. Why? Because I asked myself a question at that gate. Am I being complacent or can I do more? Kal vachomer ben beno shel kal vachomer. When I look at my wife, can I do more? When I look at my kids, can I do more? When I look at my parents, can I do more? When I look at, you can't see it, and I'm not going to try to move the computer, but when I look at this whole row of Sfarim that I've been sitting on my desk for the last 6 months, what I wanted to prepare over the summer, which started in March, that I wanted to prepare over the summer, which ones did I open, which ones didn't I? Can I push myself more? When I look at my tefillah, can I push myself more and focus in on more brachos? Can I be more? And the answer is always yes, but that comes from the shoftim and the shodrim. That comes from our internal officers and judges that we place at the gate and ask ourselves, yeah, you did it in 14 minutes yesterday, but can you make it 13? And your legs tell you no, because they're physical and they're earthy. And your will says, yes, I can. And you push, and you push, and you realize there was so much more to you than you ever realized. That's what we ask ourselves at the gate of Rosh Hashanah. Can I do more? Can I be more? Take it back. We don't ask ourselves. We say to ourselves, we have Bechira Chofshit, I am more. I can be more. I will be more. And that's what determines my whole new year. Let's try to get to bed. One last paragraph. Bottom left paragraph on the first page. The inyan ha-hitchadshut tzarich b'chol shana yesh leva'er al derech ha-avoda. And this hitchadshut that we have every year needs to be explained. We've been talking al derech ha-avoda the whole time. Let's see what he has to say in terms of al derech ha-avoda. What does that mean in terms of my avodas Hashem? Dekimo b'milchama, that just like in war, chazinan shegam im yesh lemachane echad harbe neshek, achu neshek miushan. We see that in war, even if one side, even if one army has a tremendous amount of weaponry, but that weaponry is old. Ulemachane hasheni yesh sugei neshek yoter mitocham v'yoter chadish, and the other side has newer and more advanced weaponry, even though they have less. In Cain, top of the next page, shuv ein erech klal neshach hamiyushan. It doesn't matter how much of the old weaponry you have. If you're fighting with bows and arrows, and the opposition's coming at you with cannons and tanks, your bows and arrows aren't going to do anything. You can have 10 times, 50 times, 100 times more bows and arrows. If they're coming at you with tanks, you're done. Kimo Cain, he says Ben Tivot Shalom, b'milchemet hayetzer, so too in the war against our yetzer hara. Seyitzro shel adam mitgaber u'mitchadesh. Our yetzer is always strengthening itself. It's always coming up with new weaponry, with new tactics, with new strategies. Lo maspik haneshek hayashan mishanim mavru. We can't suffice with the weaponry of the previous year. We can't suffice with the strategies that we use to outsmart the Yetzer Hara of Tavshin Pei to succeed in Tavshin Pei Aleph. Uvechol shana tzarich limso et haderech v'hanetiv hamyat'im lilibo liyitzro mechudashim. Every year we need to find a new way that's proper, that's relevant to, that lines up with the whole new Yetzer Hara of the new year. And on Rosh Hashanah, we're searching around for the new weaponry. I would not use such a harsh terminology, harsh mashal. We have to search for the new tools to build a better year. The new tools to build a better me. The new tools to build a better avodat Hashem and Eved Hashem that is me. That's what we're looking for. Sorry if that was a little bit more intense than usual, but it's an intense time of year and I'm in an intense moment in space and time, and you all opted to learn with me, so that's what you got, I apologize. But the Netivot Shalom is bringing out, we're in a tremendously auspicious time. It's time to do critical self-analysis, self-work, cheshbon ha-nefesh. Who am I? What have I accomplished? And what do I have left to accomplish this year? And in doing that, prepare myself to, with humility, but confidence, march up to the gate of Rosh Hashanah in just a few short weeks and stand there before God, who turns around the books of life and death to face us, and with clarity, direction, and confidence, pick up that pen and inscribe ourselves in the book of true life, Chaye Olam, true life, to build a brand new me. In a brand new year, in a brand new world that comes out. Bezrat Hashem, we should all be zochet to succeed in this time of Elul, to draw close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Anila Dodi V'Dodi Li, in this month of Elul, and through that come with confidence Rosh Hashanah, to inscribe ourselves for life, and to bring us and the whole world into a brand new year that's even bigger, better, more wonderful, more positive, more filled with tzidkus, and avodas Hashem, and life than we ever could have imagined. Bezrat Hashem by all of us. Shkoach, everybody.